Sup. Welcome back to Fridays with you.
Hola.
It's my fault we're late. I was talking to my mom. Jim forgot to put a diaper on the dog.
I did.
What the? You wanna explain what that means?
Oh, hold on. I can't hear myself. Can everyone else hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alright, I don't know. Yeah, my dog has, issues, with, she's old.
You got too.
Oh, guys. So we have these doggy diapers that we put on where there's a hole for the tail and everything, and it's cute, I guess.
It's cute.
But I forgot to do that, and I got yelled at, and I was like, oh, no.
We have a new guest today. Would you care to introduce yourself? Say a few fun facts.
A few?
Tell us about yourself.
He has the fun facts.
Hi, I'm Brandon. yeah.
What's your last name, Brandon?
Brandon Alleman.
I always say your last name wrong.
Yeah, everyone does.
Where are
you
from?
I'm from Farmington, New York. I was born in Queens. I'm about 45 minutes from the city. So, yeah.
Cool.
A little
Queens.
Far from here. Yeah, Queens.
Do you know the king?
No.
Do you know the king? Why not?
I don't know.
It's like you don't even care. All right, so we're gonna talk about some road trips we all took this weekend.
I took no road trips this weekend.
Jim took no road trips this weekend. We're gonna play another little game. Where is the aux cord? Am I not reaching?
The aux cord's
right
there.
It's all finagled. Oh, I'm a mess this morning.
Aren't we all?
I don't know where we are.
I mean, I am. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
perfect song.
Oh, I get a road trip.
Well, Jim, how was your weekend?
It was good. You know, St. Patty's Day happened. And,
oh, yeah. How was everyone's St. Patrick's Day?
Mine was good.
We all had the same St. Yeah. We were with you.
Yeah. Yeah, my
Jim had a great St. Patrick's Day.
I had a great St. Patrick's Day. I didn't have any friends here, so.
No, Ian was with you.
Yeah, no, Ian showed up. Eventually.
So we had some Snapchats about Valentine's Day.
What?
Yeah, from Ian.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah, when I called it Valentine's Day, you're like St. Patrick, like it's all together.
Yeah.
Well, we all spent our Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, in a hockey rink. We lost, so it was a great St. Patrick's Day. Next day was fun though. Next day was fun though.
Mm-hmm.
Ate some pepperoni balls. Pretty good.
No.
They were really good. I just want some cheese added to them.
So, next time. Ian, why don't you talk about your road trip first?
All right. So, me, Luke, Yost, and Matthew Kerrick.
Yost.
Well, I was debating if I was going to say their last name wrong, but I added it. We went to Philadelphia to cover the women's basketball game at Drexel. First round of the WNIT. Unfortunately, they lost.
Wow.
But it was still fun. We walked on Penn, University of Pennsylvania. It just feels so prestige on that campus. I mean, it's all brick. Like, the walkways are all brick. I mean, Donald Trump went there, so. So we were in the parking garage across from the Dacus Galactus Center.
The what?
That's what it's called. Like the Dacus Galactus Center. Athletic Center.
You said two different words.
That's what it's called.
Sure, it's not dyslexic.
So we went to, no, that's just you, Jim. We went to, so we went in the parking garage. And a good thing I called, because we would have nowhere to park. And they're like, yeah, just use the code. And the code is 8675. 309.
Oh, I get that now. I didn't understand why you were
so
saying
that. So definitely
that.
Some college kid like created like that's definitely, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm not surprised. So we got in there, walking, but we were leaving the garage to start walking the pen.
Mm-hmm.
This guy on the street just started like saying something to us. And I can't say what he ended up telling us, but I thought he was like being nice at first. And then I missed the first part. Luke and Matt were a little closer to him than I was. And then I heard him call us some names, and I'm like, you know, I always feared that this would happen in Philadelphia, but never, like, expected it to happen. So, yeah, we were called some names. But then Saturday, and then after the game, we did Facebook Live, did our articles, submitted them, and then we went out. We were going to go to Geno's or Pat's. We were going to go to Pat's. But then we couldn't find parking. Geno's are right next to each other. And plus, you'd have to eat outside of those places or, like, take it back to, like, our hotel or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then there's nowhere to park. So we found parking next to this place called Jim's Cheesesteaks.
I do.
And, but you can eat inside. There's so much better. Really good. Now, I want to dissect a good cheesesteak for you here. So
okay.
A Philadelphia cheesesteak. But just like any other sandwich, I always judge, it comes down, the quality of a sandwich comes down to the bread. And
yes.
Everywhere you go, you know, Philly, they use the same kind of bread. So the meat, that's what it was. It could use a little salt on the meat, but it's fine. Cheese whiz, you just call it whiz. It's good. You can get provolone, but like that's just like getting one in like a cafe here.
So
like,
wait, what's cheese whiz? Hold on.
It's cheese sauce.
Oh, okay.
All
I
right.
thought you were talking about that cheese in the can.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Ew.
Yeah,
that's
like, that's disgusting.
That's
Ian.
Also called cheese whiz, but like
on the scale
it's
of
literally
1 to 10,
cheese sauce.
How good was it?
That was like an 8.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
I was really hungry too, so like.
Well, you can't judge it that.
That probably, yeah.
Wow. You can. If you're really hungry and you eat it, anything's gonna taste good.
No, because you can give me Brussels sprouts. I'm not gonna tell you.
I make really good Brussels sprouts.
I don't think I've ever had
them. I don't like Brussels sprouts. I do like peas.
See, I make like I smother them like cheese.
You're so obsessed with peas today.
I like peas and corn. What can I say? I eat them for dessert sometimes.
That's disgusting.
You mean to tell me you've never sat down with a bowl of corn or peas and you put some butter in it and then
that's
you put some
dessert.
Salt? You put some salt?
I'm not denying it's not a great
side
dish, but that's not dessert.
Oh, all man, right. I could eat bowls of it. Sorry.
So we then explored. We walked like 6 miles. Matthew Koenig likes to walk. my toe, I took some skin off of it and it hurts bad now. Oh, my baby toe. My left foot, if you're wondering.
Aww.
But we knew, Logan told us, we knew that, like, on the rock, all the main attractions there, on the Rocky statue, there's these guys that they wine and dine you. They come off, they act like you're their best friend, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They know you're not from Philadelphia. So they go, hey, like, come on, let's get a group picture. Like, I'll take a picture on your phone. Okay, sounds great. But don't do it, because they don't give you your phone back until you give them money. And
yeah.
If you don't have money, they make you feel really tiny before they give you your phone back.
Wow.
And then at the love statue, you know, City Brotherhood Love, and
that?
It's not really a statue that says love. Like, it's nothing great, but it's one of those attractions where you get into a picture and that. We did it, but...
You did take your picture?
We did it.
What?
Because, well, Matt messed up.
Why?
Matt messed up and made the guy mad because Matt just assumed the guy was going to ask, like, can I take your picture?
Yeah.
Well, before he even asked, Matt goes, no, we're good. The guy's like, what do you mean, no, we're good? Like, he knew we were on, like, we knew, like, the guy knew that we knew. And then he took a picture of a girl in front of it, and he purposely gave her phone back right away because he knew we were watching. Like, he knew, like, we know what he does.
Yeah.
And then in the subway, now that's never been on a subway, like, in a major, like, a true, like... You know, subway. Did you get the tea here? That's not really.
That's
you don't get the full effect.
Talk to Brandon. I think he knows something about
subways. Yeah, I've never been to New York, but like,
how was it though?
We survived. We almost got on the wrong one until we. And then we were like, no, that's not ours. And one came and we got to where we were. And then we went to Liberty Bell, and that's when standing in line, I found out that St. Francis women's basketball was losing like 90-30.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
that was like
yes.
Awesome. We can talk about that. We can talk about that whole thing later if you want. I don't know how you lose by 80.
Why'd you take a video of you running up the stairs?
Well, I was
feeling
it.
I was so looking forward to it.
Two thumbs down.
It was kind of crowded there. Because they were
well,
getting
gee,
ready
they're
for
on St. Patrick's Day. I don't
know.
No,
because they do their St. Patrick's Day stuff the week before. It's a tradition there.
Why?
I mean, we all kind of
why?
Do it. It's just, it would only.
Why?
Work. Pittsburgh does it if it doesn't land
why?
On.
Why?
But they were getting like ready for like a 5K St. Patty's Day run.
Ian, why?
I don't know. I look it up. I found it on Google, so it's clearly a description on Google.
Clearly.
And then we were on the way back. Luke got a speeding ticket.
Huh. This one is still.
Trooper was really nice. Say Trooper.
All
right. Yeah, that was Philadelphia in a nutshell.
Well, we went to Roch, Vegas,
aka Rochester, New York. For those of you who don't know,
car ride there. Matt Simkovic told us some stories about how he would get kicked off the bus.
Mike Shuley is the best at telling stories.
I feel like Mike takes forever.
He gets so into it. It's so
See,
fun.
Here's the thing. He is, but on the way back, he was trying to tell us a story about the first time he drank alcohol. All of you had fallen asleep.
Yeah.
I was me and Matt's co-feeling too much, but I remember, it took a half hour.
I was awake.
Story. Yeah.
But
Matt eventually
when
he was
listening.
Like, Mike, just get to the point. I didn't care anymore.
Which Mike is this?
Sure.
That was a long story.
Sure.
After 10 minutes, I didn't care anymore. I don't care. I didn't care how it ended. I don't care what happened. I just wanted to
sleep. Yeah, that's painful.
He just keeps going.
That's
I
always
know.
The worst.
He just keeps going. He doesn't stop.
It was, but yeah, 10 minutes in the getting into the hotel, they broke a shelf.
we saw that.
Yeah.
I was impressed, actually.
See, now I feel comfortable saying it because RMU lost. I really wanted them to just lose the first game and we could just go home the next day.
Yeah.
So, like, for them to go all the way and then they lost. I was like,
just
lost yesterday.
At that point,
it saves everyone a bunch of time.
You saved me so much time.
And money.
But instead, we had to wait till 7 o'clock the next day.
We sat in a public library.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Haven't done that in a while.
On St. Patrick's Day,
we did get some good barbecue, but the guy promised cornbread, and there was no cornbread.
Ooh,
I was pretty pissed
because I asked him,
"Can I get cornbread as a side?" Even though it doesn't say it, and he was like, "It comes with it." So then I didn't get cornbread, and then he didn't bring cornbread.
Yeah. That part was kind of sad. But the barbecue was good.
It was.
There was a lot of drunk people stumbling around.
Yeah.
That's always a fun time.
We went to three sporting goods store for no reason.
Those people sitting behind us.
Oh! You can tell that story.
Me and Morgan were at the hockey game. And
yes,
I'm not good at telling stories. This is going to go terribly.
This is going to go fun.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't take a half hour.
It might. Yeah. Okay, so these two people, it was like probably a middle-aged man and woman, sit right behind us.
This place is empty.
Yeah. And they...
While Matt's filming, by the way, right behind
they
it.
Sit right in front of him filming.
Wow.
And they didn't know who was playing, why this was happening. They just must have walked in. They were trashed. They were just eating balls of peanuts. Yeah, you
have
to buy
all over the...
They left the peanut shells everywhere.
I mean, I'd do that.
And then the guy was talking about how he messed up his life and he has a kid and like
he lost
10 years of his life. And the woman was just like, what was she talking about?
She kept
about?
Saying, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I think it's crazy she was having an affair with somebody. I don't know if it was him.
I don't know what, but it was a really complicated situation. It was super interesting, but she was also really annoying.
But then they just, I thought they got up to leave. They just moved a few rows over.
Yeah. Because she was complaining about how she couldn't see. Because we were, like, way up close. But she didn't move that far away.
But, like, why were they there? She was, like, Air Force, like, the military.
They, like, walked in and were, like, who's playing? Like, what? You just got here. Like, what? They must have just, like, walked in.
That's
probably
awesome.
Like,
they
oh,
didn't have, like, RIT
game.
Or, like, any, like,
that's
team
weird.
Gear
that's
on it. Like, she had, like, a cheetah-printed coat on.
Oh, very nice. Very classy.
They must have just, like, left the bar.
Classy.
I was so confused. And I kept trying to, like, talk to Matt while
I can see us doing that, though. Like, if you're in Coriopolis and you somehow make your way over, like, the bridge.
Yeah.
You just walk into the ice, into this sports place, and you're like, oh, I wonder who's playing, you know, I can see it.
Maybe.
I mean, the fact that you had to buy tickets is kind of like a throw-off, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what this woman's plan was.
It was super interesting.
That's funny, though. I like that.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I just realized?
What?
I mean, I'll try to use my freedom card as much as possible, but, like, starting in May, I gotta start buying tickets to the RMU events.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh man.
That sucks. Nick said he's getting a season pass for the season.
I just gotta give somebody season tickets. Like people like at like a free note at the student ticket, things at the stadium at the arenas. Like I gotta make sure like they don't know who I am. But like most people know who Ian Kiss is because.
It's Ian Kiss.
I'm Ian Kiss.
I'm Ian Kiss.
Yeah.
It's really weird. I walked past somebody the other day, and like, hi, Ian Kiss. And I was like, I don't know you.
You're famous now.
I mean, I got I've talked there before, but like, I don't like, we're not even acquaintances, but it's fine. Yeah. Cool. You don't realize, like, doing Century stuff and like TV and that, you don't realize how many people like know who you are because they watch. Like more people watch than like we think, honestly.
Yeah, who's that guy that David doesn't watch?
Bob Pompiani.
Oh yeah.
Well, Pompiani, yeah, because his Pompiani's nephew lives here.
Well, no, he golfs with like David's uncle.
Too. But like, that's a big deal that like Pompiani, if he watches especially the sports stuff, because like it's kind of the sports director in KDK. Like that's actually kind of a big deal. All
right. Well, I'm just taking a break.
I didn't know that.
And then I got a game that we're going to play.
Woohoo!
We're gonna find out who knows me the best.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Do we have any music requests?
I don't know. Kind of
I think you're doing good already now.
Okay.
Woo!
This is
I can't drink something well. I can't have blue tongue and lips.
I didn't think about that when
Me
I bought
either.
That for you. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
God, Abramovich moved to LA Galaxy. What the fuck? Why the fuck would you ever go to LA? I'm sorry. You have all the sports, you have all the soccer in the world, and you pick LA. The MLS. Are you kidding? Killing your career, man. Killing
your
career.
You see Miller?
Yeah.
It looks like he just rolled out of
it. Yeah, Miller looks bad.
It always looks like he's like. He looks like the Joker or something. Ooh, I have a new episode of Gotham. Maybe I'll watch that in class instead of actually playing coaching.
Ooh.
I love Gotham. Oh, there's new Chicago Fire. Oh, man.
No, you're good.
I'm
good.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't care that you didn't get in.
Okay, did anyone see your comment on Facebook?
No.
About the Fred Rogers thing? And she goes, I was front row and I was crying. Why? You didn't know the guy.
I have... Not like,
well, I don't understand why everyone's obsessed with Fred Rogers.
I don't
think he was a guy on a TV show.
I mean, it was a pretty like influential TV show.
Okay, you know what? When Barney dies, come talk to me then.
Barney dies. Fictional character.
He could have died.
He can't die.
Like, I get it. Like, he's the one that, like, basically saved public broadcasting.
I understand that, but...
I get that you work there.
like, calm down. You know, like, I thought that was just so over-exaggerated when she was, like... When she was like,
in.
I was the first one in line. Tears rolling down my eyes. Really? Really? Was it? Really?
So were they rolling down your eyes?
Yeah, I mean, like, really?
So I walk in the safe hall, it should be, like, there. Like...
To the left.
Like, the main room? Like, the
what
main, like...
What time's your
interview? I don't go up the steps,
nope.
I go...
If,
I mean,
it'll
I go,
be
like,
one of those
I mean,
rooms.
Like,
I don't know if it's the first one. It's
what,
really easy.
What time is your room?
12:30.
So I'm watching The Voice, and there's this artist on there who's like a half coach or whatever, Julia Michaels, and I don't know who it is.
Julia Michaels?
I don't know who that is.
She's a singer.
Julia Michaels?
Julia Michaels?
She's a singer.
Yeah, I get that, but like, I was like,
right,
I'm aware of that. But
okay,
I was just like, I don't know what she sings, like why is she so cool, like why does everyone love her? I don't even know who she is.
Isn't Julia Michaels like a fitness person?
Yes. Like on the
bass line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I like American
Talent. I like that.
I like
the voice.
I like
the voice.
Like that. I'm trying to watch American
Alicia Keys. She's my girl, though. like, she's so sexy. So.
But I was wondering, no one had ever swum the 53 in under 18 seconds.
Swam?
No, I mean, sports center swum.
Swum? What?
You swam it.
You swam it.
I think it goes either way.
No,
I
don't think there's a right or wrong.
I've never heard someone say, I swum that.
Past participle of swim. Swum versus swam. The regular past tense of swim is swam. However, when the word is preceded by a helping verb, it changes to swum. I've swum to the island every day.
That makes it weird.
Dumb.
Oh, he spells Caleb weird. Caleb Dressel just did it twice. Which is...
I don't understand what game these people are playing, but it's annoying.
Hello. Hi.
You got three classes on? Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's time to play a game.
Game schemes. I don't know these yet.
You okay? you gonna make it? I'm sorry,
just kidding.
All right, we need good background music.
Yeah. We need like intense.
Yeah, do that
intense.
Yeah,
no, that's right. That's what we last.
One
you
did
with
each, really good.
Intense background music.
I'm kind of nervous.
Why?
I'm not gonna do as well as I think I should.
Okay, we're ready.
Yeah.
This isn't intense.
This is not intense.
I'm pretty sure I use this in a
Are we texting
project.
You the answers?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Well, no one cares, Ian.
It's my show.
It's her. Well, she is.
His name is in it, though. Okay.
Do we need paper to keep track?
It's too loud.
Do we need paper to keep track?
It's too loud.
I can keep track on my phone. Okay.
So we're texting you, right?
Yeah, okay. So,
not a group message because we don't have the answers out.
So a few weeks ago, we played a game to see who knows Ian the best. I won. Just wanted to put that out there.
Barely.
I still won.
I lost.
I won. Jocelyn lost.
I lost.
It doesn't matter, barely. A win's a win.
Yeah, I got a free sandwich. So we're going to play the same game for another free sandwich. And I have 15 questions and a bonus question. We're gonna see who knows me the best.
Okay.
So, question one.
Which is terrible.
What is my favorite color?
Oh, shit. Shoot.
Gin!
Sorry. Oh, shoot.
It's not
you can only guess once, Brendan.
Did you text
me? No.
He texted me twice.
You lose.
I don't know. I have no clue on this one.
Jim?
I don't know.
Are you even going to guess?
I just texted you.
Just
put
a color in.
I did.
What did you say?
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. The answer is green.
Dang it.
Damn.
Ian Kissed gets 1 point.
Man.
That was a total guess, too. Sorry, that was a guess.
Oh, I should have looked at her shirt.
All right, question
that's
two.
That's what I based it off of. But she wore a red one yesterday.
Question two. What is my minor?
I didn't know you had a minor, but now...
Got one in,
I think
two.
I got this isn't your minor, it should be your minor.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
From what I guessed. If it's not your minor, it definitely needs to be your minor.
Sending.
The
non-iPhone. There we go. I barely.
Just snap your answers.
Congratulations, you all got it right.
Yeah!
Photography.
I was going to say, if that's not your minor, it needs to be your minor.
I was going to say journalism, photography journalism or something, but then
I'm in the photojournalism class.
Yeah, no, and then I was like, oh, good thing I didn't put that.
But you were like, kind of right.
I'm going to snap message you.
That's fine.
Because that's just going to be quicker.
All right, Ian Kiss is in the lead.
Naturally.
All right, question three.
Wow.
What is the name of the place I work at?
He told me the other day.
Jocelyn Burns is typing.
I am. This is not the exact name at all.
Yeah, like
we're gonna whoever gets it like the closest will get the point. Cause
So mine's gonna be fun. I think that's what it is. I don't know.
I don't know the exact name.
I think I did the right like acronym.
You know, so specific.
What did
you say?
It's the name of my boss.
Well, I could have done that too.
I mean, that part doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I'm gonna read all the answers out loud because you're really funny to me. She also put public broadcasting.
I don't know the name.
Okay. Jim put Moon Public TV Station / Library.
I don't know.
/ Library.
Ian's my favorite. He put Moon Public Access TV.
Oh, that's
MAC
it.
TV.
Is that what it is?
He put Mac TV. I'll tell you in a second. And then Brandon Allen said Moon Township Community TV.
We're all kind of right.
I'll give you all a point. None of you got it right.
What is it, then?
Moon Community Access.
Ah,
I put community in there.
You were close.
I put access.
I put moon.
Fuck.
I'll just give you all a point. I just wanted to see if any of you knew the name.
No, I didn't.
I know your boss's name, Jimmy.
Yeah, so
did I did that, too.
No.
I put Jim.
It's Jimmy.
Same thing.
James.
Oh,
it is
this is Stellar.
James and the Giant Peach.
Okay.
Dude, this is on
Ian series. Kiss is still in the lead. All right.
Yeah.
Am I left-handed or right-handed?
Oh, I know this.
Locked in.
That's a good question. I
locked it in. Because I am also.
Don't say it.
Jim, I'm going to need more confidence. Don't put question marks in your answers. You all got it right, though. I'm left-handed.
I'm left-handed, too.
Are you?
I throw lefty. It's my stronger hand, but, like, I eat, like, right-handed.
Grab my strong hand.
I cut left-handed.
I cut left-handed, and I eat left-handed.
Too. It's so weird, like, my arm throwing and my right
hand. I'm right-handed.
Crap.
Through
I do
through.
Already left.
This is not good intense music.
I don't know what this is, like, an Irish thing.
Intense background.
Really?
That's
love
what.
It.
Get up and start doing
Irish.
Jig.
Do I prefer ketchup or ranch dressing?
Oh, I know this. I actually know. Is that?
Did you get ketchup on your eggs?
What?
At Jay's Diner?
I don't know.
Jay's Diner? How was that?
I loved our waiter.
He was funny.
He was fantastic.
He was really funny.
Stop looking.
I'm not looking.
You're
my
cheating.
Answer's
you're
in.
Ranch
you're
cup.
Cheating.
I'm
looking
you're
at branches.
You're a cheater.
Air cheater.
I don't remember.
You're a cheater.
I better figure it out.
I don't remember.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
I don't like pumpkin.
You don't like pumpkin pie.
Fuck it.
It did.
I'm sorry.
Nothing.
The answer is ranch dressing.
Yeah!
Brandon got it wrong.
You got it wrong,
Brandon.
God, Brandon.
All right. Ian Kist has 5. Jim has 4. Brandon has 3. And Jocelyn has 4. All right. What are my parents' names?
Oh,
I don't know. We were talking about this earlier. You literally just said IDK.
What did I
say? I have no
guess. What did I say in the newsroom?
We said Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, that was
it. It's not Bonnie and Clyde, I'm going to just tell you right now.
I have no idea. Ian wouldn't tell me. Kind of better.
I'm not going to tell you. It's cutthroat.
I want the points. I want to win. I'm only here to win. I already said it. I said I can't.
Brandon, you don't count.
Why?
You literally just said Mr. and Mrs. Torsha.
Mom and Dad.
Jim said Sue and Bill. Ian said Patty and Toby.
It's Patty.
The answer is Patty and Toby.
Yeah, I didn't know that at all.
I remember you saying Toby once.
Sue and Bill seemed like correct.
Sue and Bill.
It was not even close.
Oh, Billy.
All right. Uh-huh. All right, this one's a two-parter.
Oh,
God.
Oh, no.
What is my favorite TV show, and what is my favorite movie? Actually, you know what? We'll just do favorite movie.
Okay.
That one seems
favorite
easy. Because, like, I like a lot of shows.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
But I do have a favorite movie.
I want to get out of here.
I
I don't know.
Did I get it right?
You just watched it.
I need two more answers.
Oh, I think I would put the same thing.
What'd you put?
Okay. Brandon said Harry Potter.
Oh, no.
Jim said Dazed and Confused.
Oh!
No, I'm not done. Ian said Damn Kicking it. And Screaming. Oh! And Jocelyn said Pulp Fiction.
Oh. Damn it.
The correct answer is Pulp Fiction. Yes!
Oh!
Man.
I enjoy Dazed and Confused, don't get me wrong, but Pulp Fiction is my OG.
Because you and Sam watch it around Wednesday, and I remember you being so happy.
Dang it.
Damn it.
But you've just been talking about Dazed and Confused. Like,
I can always talk about Dazed
and
Confused.
I know, and I was like...
But I talk about... Like, Pulp Fiction is my favorite movie. All right. Who is my favorite comedian? If none of you get this right, I will give you a hint. And then you all probably...
Oh, what's his name?
Who's my favorite comedian?
Are they living or dead?
They're living. I will give you that.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't remember his name.
If none of you know it...
Hold on.
I know it, but I can't remember his name.
I don't think it's right.
Ian is locked in an answer.
I looked up popular comedian names and picked the one I thought it was.
I don't know how to spell his name, but...
Yeah.
I won't. I do not
stop
for
spelling.
I sounded it out and then spelled it.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I did.
This is stupid. Okay. Brandon Aylman said John Oliver.
Oh.
Which is, I'm going to just
is
give
he a comedian?
It's a good guess, but I don't count him as a comedian.
Oh.
He's a TV,
what?
He's a TV show host.
He's a comedian.
No,
he's
not.
Funny.
He's not a comedian.
Jim Schultz said, Jim Schultz said Jim Gaffigan.
That's like,
which is not correct either.
I saw his name.
Ian said Dave Chappelle, which is not correct.
Dave
Chappelle.
Jocelyn
said John Mulaney, which is not correct.
Oh,
so I will give you all a hint. I'll give you two hints.
Ricky Gervais.
I don't know
what does
that
say right there?
He's also a rapper.
Oh,
I have
no
rapper.
Idea.
He's also a rapper.
Oh, I know this. I know this. Whoa.
He's also a rapper.
Does anyone else have any guesses?
No.
Jim just said IDK.
I don't know any rappers.
He's also a rapper.
I didn't even know
who's
who.
Who's Ducky?
Lil Dicky.
Oh, you said LOL Ducky.
Oh, autocorrect.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ian Kiss got it right. It's Donald Glover.
Wait,
that's
he's a comedian?
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His stand-up's really funny.
I didn't know he did stand-up. Okay.
That's a good one.
I should have guessed that, but then...
I have a shirt with his face on it. That's cute.
You do.
I mean, I know he did, like, Atlanta and all that, but,
yeah.
Like...
No, he has stand-up.
I didn't realize he did stand-up. Okay. All
right.
All right. That's cool.
Favorite food. There are multiple answers, so we'll see how this goes when you guys like brought them in. Because you might all get it right with different answers. We'll see how it goes. But there is one OG that I really hope you all get. So whoever's the closest to that.
I don't know. That's what I said yesterday, but I don't know.
I got two answers in. I'm waiting for one more.
This is intense.
Man. That's you.
The intense music makes it. Like... This wouldn't be the same if it wasn't intense music.
Same with the movies.
Morgan, please look at this message I have saved from you and I don't know why.
Same. Just picture me dressed as a giant heart embracing you. Why did I say
I
that?
I don't know.
Okay. Alright, so two people got it right. And those two people are Ian and Jocelyn.
Yeah!
My favorite food is ramen noodles.
Oh my god,
you
should have gotten. What are the other answers?
I got pizza and shrimp po' boy, which are both very good, but
okay,
they're not like my favorite.
I put the pizza emoji.
I should have said broccoli.
Alright, so Ian has 8, Jim has 4, Brandon has 3, and Jocelyn has 6.
Oh.
All right. Favorite, here's a comeback, favorite Romo sandwich.
Do specials count?
No, I'm scared.
Yeah, do specials
yes.
count?
No, I'm scared.
I'm going with my gut.
Yeah, I'm locking this in.
Well, we're just going to do this again.
I'm gonna type to you why I'm laughing.
Just need an answer from Brandon Allen. Everyone got it right except for Brandon. Brandon said Papa Sal. My favorite is the shrimp po' boy.
Oh,
that's why I said the specials count.
Yeah.
I have 5 points.
I have 10. I just laughed you.
I just laughed you.
All right.
Good NASCAR term.
Favorite Ramos coffee.
Oh.
Current?
Yes, current.
I'm not going to get this right.
I'll tell you all right now, it's not one of those, like, cans or anything. Like, it's one you have to order. I'm putting on fun.
That's not how you spell it. I think this is correct. I don't
know. All right. Let's see.
Oh, I
is this the clean?
Brandon!
Is this the clean version?
What'd you say?
I don't know.
All right.
You already dropped
it. You already swore,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, Jocelyn said French caramel latte.
Ah.
Jim and Ian said iced coffee with chocolate sauce, and Brandon said hot chocolate.
I said mocha syrup.
I'm gonna give you all a point except for Brandon.
What?
Brandon,
what
did you say?
That's not coffee drink. I even said coffee
Brandon,
drink.
What did you say?
Hot chocolate with
cream. That's your words, Brandon. That's yours.
Oh, I never got hot chocolate.
What? Yeah, that's great. We should have some.
I thought you throw up. All right. Just like Mountain Dew and lasagna.
How does that mean
cheese?
Okay.
It might be ricotta cheese.
Favorite restaurant?
That's so hard.
But
I got the right number. Oh!
I don't know if that's right.
Give me them points.
I just threw mine out there. It's not correct.
You just Stop said it. The park after dark. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Jocelyn said Selma's down the street. Jocelyn, you were incorrect.
Dang it.
I've never been there.
I haven't either, but you told me.
I need some ribs.
Brandon and Ian are correct.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yes!
That's Nerma's.
Wow. Next one.
Come back.
I haven't been there in a while.
I'd say the ramen bar, but I'm too cheap for it to be my favorite restaurant. Like, I can't afford to be my
How
favorite
much
restaurant.
How much is it?
I'd say, like, $20 a person. Which that's a lot. But, like, you get so much food.
Yeah, that's
you
still
have to go.
But that's, like, the Mongolian.
Yeah, if you get food,
that's, like, the Mongolian Grill down south side. Like,
yeah.
I love the Mongolian Grill.
Yeah.
But if you get a lot of food, it's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah. Like, it feeds me for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, you lost without
favorite song.
Oh, God.
Come on.
I've been trying to think about this.
You've been thinking about this since yesterday.
I have.
If none of you get it right, I'll give you a hint. And y'all will probably get it right off my hint. One's locked in.
If I don't know the word or the song, can I just...
You can throw out some lyrics or, like, some sort of description of it.
Start singing it.
You said happy birthday.
And then I got balloons.
I think I missed one or two.
I think I only missed one. Man, I came into this thing. I'm not going to do well. But then, like,
I came into this
things,
exactly
like,
how
said,
I come into this.
I mean, there were a few I just heard, like, guessed on.
But isn't happy birthday everyone's favorite song because it's their birthday?
No.
Oh, I thought that was a valid argument.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jim, Morgan, Brandon, and Jocelyn, Ian. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, Brandon said, I want it that way, which is not correct.
What?
Jim said happy birthday, which is not correct. Ian and Jocelyn got it right. But I want to read how Jocelyn answered this. Pillow talk, this blank don't know about Pangea song. I think the name is Pillow Talk.
I got it right, though.
Who sings it?
Little Dicky.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
that is. Cal who?
LOL Ducky.
Little Ducky.
All right. What kind of car do I drive?
I don't know.
Was it?
What kind of car do I drive?
Oh, son of a gun.
Oh! It's a Chevy Malibu.
Dude.
We're doing a quiz.
Yeah, I just got one right. I'm right.
But you're supposed to text. You're supposed to text.
So now
he's correct. So we're gonna go with. I'm trying to think of something else.
I put in Honda and then I put in Malibu.
What kind of lanyard do I have?
Oh, I know what that is.
Greg Sutton was correct. I do drive a Chevy Malibu.
Oh, this song. This song gets me pumped.
I'm gonna go out. I don't know this one.
Jim said one that has your keys
on it. Wait, I didn't send it.
Wait, I didn't say anything yet.
I'm not giving you a point for that.
I don't know. I'm not that observant.
I'll read the score.
Oh, I know this.
Ian has 12. Jim has 6. Brandon has 4. Jocelyn has 9.
Wait, how many?
I'm not last place.
Okay, Jocelyn walks in.
Did I get it? Gotta give everything I have.
This should be my.
It's my
destiny.
Yeah. Ever.
This should be my,
I will never say never.
This should be my senior package song. We'll do a 15-minute package and it'll be 3 songs.
Does anyone else have an answer or no?
I answered. I'm wrong, but...
It's not out there?
Brandon, you have not answered.
I did answer.
Brandon.
The last text I have from you says I want it that way. That's my answer.
Oh, I sent it to my mom.
She's gonna be like, what?
Okay.
Oh my god.
Jim said one that has your keys on it. The other 3 of you said Pitt, which is not correct.
Oh, it's funny how we all said Pitt, though.
The answer was West Virginia.
Oh, boo.
Oh, West Virginia.
My dad was there.
Oh, okay.
Boo.
All right. What's my middle name?
I'm wrong.
Who's Calliope?
Calliope. Dr. Cali Torres. And who? Yeah, huh?
I feel like I know this. I feel like you told us this before.
In the JB song with me.
No pun intended, was raised by the power of will.
I can't do this.
Listen, this is your first time on the show. You gotta step it up.
Oh, I think it's a...
I don't know. That's not correct.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
I have an answer from Jim. I see an answer from Brandon.
Calliope.
I don't know where you got. Okay, Brandon said Kelly.
Kelly.
Ian said Calliope. Jim said Anne. Jocelyn said Elizabeth.
Is it Lynn?
It is Elizabeth.
Oh. Not Kelly?
It's not Kelly. Are you sure? Her middle name
Are
is Kelly.
Sure, it's not Calliope.
I am positive. I am positive.
I don't know about that. I think we can get confirmation from your parents.
One more question and then the bonus question. So, what is my favorite beverage when we do shenanigans?
We were just discussing this last night.
I don't know why I put quotations on a beverage. What's my favorite beverage?
I don't know which one to choose now because we're talking
There are
about
2
night.
Correct answers.
Okay.
No, we're talking like...
If I say
mixed,
both, can
like,
I get
mixed,
2 points?
Or like, you want like, or just like.
It doesn't matter.
I'm
if
just,
you say mixed or straight, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm just putting the.
Are
the
you
main
gonna read
this
on the radio?
What?
Are you gonna read the answer?
No, I'm just gonna. Well, no,
just say
who's
right.
Right.
I'm gonna get wings tonight. Big Shot Bob's.
Ooh,
okay.
I love Bob's.
I just like get cash out because they don't take credit or debit.
Just need a text from Jim Schultz. Oh, Jim Schultz. All right. Brandon Allen got this incorrect.
What'd you say?
Jim said a different answer than Ian and Jocelyn, but he was also correct. So the 3 of you will get points.
No. Okay.
What is it?
It's deleted.
What is it?
Here.
What'd you say?
I don't know how to spell that. I don't know how to spell that.
Okay. Ian has 13. Jim has 7, Brandon has 4, and Jocelyn has 12. This bonus question.
13 and 12.
This bonus question is for 3 points.
Oh my god. I'm so nervous.
I can't lose this. I did so well. It's like losing
ready?
In the final.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What's my dream company and city?
Can I get a half a point if I get one of them?
Yes.
Right?
You'll get a point if you get one of them. Right.
Dream company
and city.
The
If you just get one part of that right, I will give you a point. Ian Kiss just gave his answer.
Hold on, I'm going to add. I meant to add.
What are you adding? Oh.
Be more specific.
Two people have given their answers. Okay. Jim and Ian said NBC New York City. Brandon and Jocelyn said ABC New York City.
Oh.
The correct answer is NBC New York
City.
Oh, I was gonna say NBC.
No!
Bow down to the king.
Alright, so the final scores are Jocelyn with 12, Brandon with 5, Jim with 9, and Ian with 16.
I am so mad.
I went into this thinking I'm not going to do it.
I quit.
Okay.
I quit.
So, no show next week.
When we come back.
It's going to be a quiz.
I don't care.
Who wants to do
we
it?
We don't have much longer. We don't have many more.
Aw.
We have to find a new Ian. We have to find another Ian.
I'll do it next.
All right. Next week. Not next week. When we come back from Easter, we're going to find out who knows Jocelyn the best. Does anyone? We got to read the dining menu.
Oh, yep.
Dining menu.
Oh, I know what I want to tell you guys off of there.
Oh, wow, it's a big one today.
I don't think I got it yet.
Oh, it is big.
I got it.
Oh, I did get it.
That's a big menu.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot in there.
Order everything. Fun. Fancy Colonial Cafe, can I go?
Hit it!
So, spoonful for lunch.
That's so
rigatoni beef bolognese. Gyro vegetable fajitas with... Satan, don't ask me what that is.
Sounded like you said something else. Sounded like Satan.
Crowd pleaser blue waters, but it's baked or fried fish, clam strips, fried shrimp, soups of the day, vegetarian vegetable, chicken spetzel, black beans and corn, and cream of tomato, which is like tomato soup, I think. But Firehouse Grill chicken parm sandwich, wraps made to order. You can get the chicken pepperonata. And then Bravissimo Fun Friday, the milkshakes.
What do you think pepperonata is?
Specialty pizza, spicy shrimp pizza. Okay, Calabar.
Quinoa.
Come on.
Fresh berry
Calabar
salad.
Is the villain in Halloween.
Do you think I eat quinoa?
Come on.
I don't eat quinoa.
What's at Wheatley?
All right, folks. At Wheatley, open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The lunch special is baked cod with green beans. Soup of the day is chili, tomato, and broccoli cheddar. Sandwich specials, grilled cheese, roast beef, and cheddar sandwich, and zucchini pesto panini, which is also vegetarian.
All right, Brandon, Jocelyn, what's a Romo's?
You can start.
All right, Romo's Cab, open from 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. What do we got for a lunch special? Well, I'm going to tell you now.
Okay, you just do it.
We got baked cod with green beans for $7.95, a little overpriced, but that's all right. Soup of the day, you got yourself some chili, some tomato.
You're eating Wheatley?
Oh, I
You're
am.
You're Romo's.
All right, all right.
What?
Soup
amateur
of the day,
hour.
Chicken with rice, cream of spinach, and what's for the dinner special? Well, you got yourself some pasta Alfredo.
But what's the lunch special? You missed that.
Morgan,
no,
what's at your town?
Your town for breakfast, if you were
what
there,
we
you got some pancakes.
What do we got, Morgan?
For lunch, we got cheesesteak and shrimp po' boy. No.
And
soup of the day is chili and tomato. Jocelyn, what's for dinner?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
Oh, my God.
Fried shrimp dinner, meatloaf sandwich with FF.
What is FF?
Fries and gravy.
Oh.
French fries. They put FF?
Chicken bacon ranch pizza, Pittsburgh steak wrap with fries and coleslaw, and a strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, there's a lot of dinner stuff.
Jim, what do we need to know?
All right. Did you know Americans spend $1.9 billion on Easter candy?
It's not billions, billion.
$1.9 billion
on Easter candy. That is the second highest candy holiday after Halloween.
Oh, wow.
I'm surprised
Dang.
That's not the first truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More people celebrate Easter than
this
Halloween.
Is when Sarah's comes up big.
I'd say more people celebrate Halloween
expensive.
Than Easter.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. You don't.
Oh,
like,
I think
you see my
more,
mom
is
like. You see, like I feel like our families don't buy us Halloween candy. I mean, they buy it for the trick or treaters, but like. For Halloween, for Easter.
I feel
rather,
like Easter candy is
like,
more expensive because it's usually like chocolate,
yeah.
like Sarah's.
That's true.
And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
And you buy
you
the
see,
cheap stuff for Halloween.
I
yeah.
Can.
Oh no, you're getting fun size.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like I can forgo like an Easter bunny like chocolate thing, but like I can't jelly beans. Like, I gotta have jelly beans.
Yeah,
our house
Easter
always
jelly
gets
jelly
hit up on Halloween because we give out the full size candy.
Oh,
yeah. Mom splurges.
Ooh.
Especially if you don't have many kids in the neighborhood.
No, we don't anymore.
Because
we were all the same age. So, like, once,
so, yeah.
like, we all grew up, like, that was it.
My mom speaking of Halloween, my mom refuses to give it to, like, the high school kids. I mean, she does just because, like she goes, like, you're a little too old to trick or treat. Like, you think?
Wow.
Harsh.
Harsh. All right, well,
she loves the neighbor kids.
That's it.
All right.
Bye.
Happy
Easter.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 I'm like, bye. We're really bad at ending it.
Oh, so
like,
I donated to the class gift, okay?
Yeah.
And I never went and got my shot glass.
Oh,
so
man.
Putting in